In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. We learn from Jesus today that the gospel is not only an idea, but it is an embodied reality which shines forth into the lives of those within its vicinity. It is needed because the world is very dark. People wander about in the tattered garments of their own making, born into the world as unholy beggars. We disparage ourselves by trying to undo the effects of our sin. All the while, we make our condition worse by our own efforts. In the gospel, Jesus says to the disciples, "You are the light of the world." Among them, some of the disciples were rugged, earthy fishermen who knew what sin was, tax collectors and the like. How would they become light to the world? Perhaps you wonder the same thing about yourself. What makes for light? Can you be holy? Can you be who Jesus wants you to be? Jesus then says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." He leads the disciples who are listening to think about the Old Testament. Let us then think about Zechariah chapter 3 as one example, and let us consider how the disciples and the church become light. In Zechariah 3, there was Joshua the high priest. He stood before the angel of the Lord. As we know, Luther believed the angel of the Lord to be the pre-incarnate Jesus in the Old Testament, the second person of the Trinity. So Joshua comes before the Lord to receive his commission to oversee the building of the temple. The problem was, Satan was standing off to the side opposing Joshua. He was chiding and accusing Joshua. Why? Because of his sins. Joshua was clothed before the Lord, imagine it, in a filthy garment, one which was, as it is described, soiled with the remnants of sewage. He was a mess. And yet, he stands before the Lord hoping to become light, hoping to become useful. The reality is that Joshua's garment reeked of his darkness. This filthy garment was the evidence of all the times the devil enticed Joshua with sin's delights, and he fell. It was the very evidence of his death, the unquenchable darkness. But rather than entertaining Satan's accusations, the Lord turns to the devil and he rebukes him. And then from Jesus, or from the Lord, comes the words of Joshua on Joshua's behalf. "Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" A strange light that glowed from the fire would be Joshua. It is here where we see the Lord's love for those who sit in darkness. We see his love for you. Joshua's story is your story. His story is the story of the disciples who listened to Jesus declare, "You are the light of the world." How this will be is seen by the Lord's turning gaze. As the Lord turns from Satan to Joshua, he commands the angels who are standing by, "Take away the filthy garment from him." And then he says to Joshua, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And then the angels put a clean robe and a clean turban on Joshua's head. Blessing comes before shining. Mercy and identity comes before task. After this, the angel of the Lord then said to Joshua, "If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. And here it is, I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. You are the light of the world." This is a statement filled with the description of identity. In Matthew's gospel, we see the proper order. In chapter 4, Jesus is described as a light to those sitting in darkness, Gentiles, sinners, those who watch their life's ideologies fail them. See the light of Christ who came to destroy the darkness. Jesus is the light. And then the disciples become the light of the world, recipients and bearers of the forgiveness and love of Jesus. St. Paul in his epistles is often giving us commentary on the Gospels. Paul gives us more information on what it means for the church to be the light of the world. He says in Ephesians 5, "You were once darkness, like Joshua, clothed in his filth. But now you are light in the Lord." This is the statement of identity. Then Paul tells us, "The fruit of light is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." And here we learn what it means to be clothed like Joshua with the robe of heaven. The fruit of light is in all goodness, agathosthene. This word means the quality of having an interest, a tangible interest in the welfare of others. This entails then an embodied presence, love and truth in the flesh. The gospel cannot remain and be only an abstract idea. The light of Christ shines into the lives of others. And these words of Jesus, "You are the light of the world," had to be central to Paul's thinking. Paul learned himself the true embodied nature of the light of Christ in his own conversion. On the road to Damascus, struck down and instructed by divine love, Paul was sent to a man, Ananias, to receive the sacraments and be joined to the church to partake of the light of Christ. In this way, Ananias was the light of the world to Paul. And then there was the centurion Cornelius in Acts 10. Although it was an angel who told him his prayers had been heard and his almsgiving acknowledged, was still handed over to Peter to be instructed and baptized. It could all have been done by an angel. But we see the words of Christ in the Sermon on the Mount coming to fruition in the book of Acts. "You are the light of the world," takes on flesh, demonstrating the early Christian perspective of life and mission, as it is said, "This Zoe can be manifested only within a bios. This holy life in Christ can only be manifested within the biological life." Your lives are defined by the light of Jesus through his cross and resurrection. The church lives in a world that is terribly dark. But the interesting irony is that the darker the world is, the brighter shines the light of Christ's salvation. Luther said it very well, for the church was always best when it was living among the worst people. The love of Jesus is particularly bright among the saints in a dark world. The light of Jesus Christ, a light to lighten the eyes of sinners, brings goodness, righteousness, and truth. Standing before the Lord, he removes your sin. He clothes you with the white robe of baptismal forgiveness. And he gives you the right, as the flickering lights of his love, to live in love amongst his creation and to walk among the angels in heaven. In the holy name of Jesus.